I was there for the whole thing. I was actually right next to Emily the whole time. And when she was arrested, she handed off the camera to me. So I kept filming for the very end of that.
So are you? Do you live in the same house? Do you live in the same street?
I live in the same neighborhood.
Same neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so you saw from the very beginning what happened. We hear the police officer tell her, I don't like what you said before you started the videotape or before you started taping. What had she said to the police officer?
She said nothing. All the dialogue is there, and you can even kind of tell because, if you listen closely, he says, can I help you guys?
Right.
Which is the first engagement either way. We went out just to observe what was going on, and our plan, of course, was to be quiet and just watch. And then first, we weren't planning on saying anything. So the first engagement was the one officer, and there was three officers, and most of the officers were fine. They were just minding their own business. And there was one guy in particular, Mario Masek, who was
right.
And he approached us.
And he's the guy that started talking to you all. So the other officers were just doing their job with this guy. Now, I mean,
they weren't bothered at all. They weren't bothered
okay.
at all.
And the person had gotten, why walk out on the lawn in the first place? What's the concern of the neighborhood, as I understand it, from reading an article in the local paper that there's some racial profiling going on? Has there been some bad history that was making Emily Good respond to this?
Yeah, there's just a lot of racial profiling in Rochester, which I don't think is much different than most urban centers, but there's a lot of racial profiling.
Meaning what, as you define it, what does that mean for you in the neighborhood?
It means traffic stops disproportionately with people of color, people being stopped walking on the street disproportionately, people getting their ID checked, people being interrogated, harassed. Just on the basis of their profile, not basis of anything that actually happened.
What, as far as you know, what had the person done who was pulled over in front of Emily Good's house before she walked out with the video camera?
That was never clear because when we came out, he was already pulled over and he was still in the car and they were questioning him. Do you have any drugs? Do you have any drugs? And he said, I don't have anything. And they didn't believe him. They took him out of the car. They cuffed him. They put him in the back of a police car. They searched
his car. Were they actually asking him that question, do you have any drugs?
Yes. And he said he didn't.
Okay. Because that's one of those weird self-incrimination things. You're not supposed to have to answer that question.
That's what they were asking him. And he was kind of put on the spot. And clearly they were meant business because they handcuffed him and they put him in the back of a police car. And they searched his car up and down and they didn't find anything. So they let him go. All I can say is I don't know all the facts, how it started. I can't hear every aspect of the dialogue, but it looked very suspicious at best.
But the bottom line is they pull a guy over. They're going to shake down the car. They think they're going to get some drugs out of the deal. He ends up being totally clean, but Emily Good goes to
jail
because she videotapes it.
Exactly. And one officer, I believe, just wasn't comfortable with what was happening, whether he was doing something illegal or at least it looked illegal, unlawful in terms of the way he was handling, the search and cuffing a guy who didn't seem to be doing anything wrong.
Right.
And it was clear that it was about the video because I know he says that he feels unsafe, but I was right next to Emily. And, she's a 5'6" woman.
Yeah.
I'm a 6'2" male body person, and if anything, he would have come after me. The only difference, and he didn't even question me directly. He only argued with Emily and questioned her, and arrested her
because she was videotaping.
Because she had the video camera. You would have thought
she had. There's no weapon you guys had other than the video camera.
Nothing like that, and that's acknowledged. He says that. In the video, I don't have it. She says, that doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with, So he acknowledges that he doesn't suspect they have any weapons or anything like that.
Right. There's he doesn't like her behind him. How close were you all to the police officers before he came up to her in the videotape?
The closest we got was 15 feet. And that's actually acknowledged in the police report. So that's not, that was the closest. But, sometimes we were as far as 20, 25 feet away In fact, when he arrested her, we were, I had actually said, this guy's getting kind of menacing. Let's just, we're within our rights. Let's just go up to the porch. And we were walking back. And that's when he arrested her, when we were far into the property.